own little one, there is hope. Little one, there is hope.
You are listening to the There Is Hope podcast, sponsored by Sacred Lighthouse. Lighthouse in Scranton, Incorporated, www.sacredlighthouse.org, where hope is strong and love is true. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Lindy Morelli. I am the founder of Lighthouse in Scranton, Incorporated, which is a small nonprofit organization in Scranton in northeastern Pennsylvania in the USA. I am 60 years old. I'm a blind laywoman, and I live as a hermitess, a prayer hermitess, as in the Carmelite Catholic tradition, and also in the Eastern Catholic Church's Byzantine Melkite tradition. And I would like to share with you each week on this podcast the theme of hope and the theme of love. Faith, hope, and love. The three things that are the cornerstones of life and so much needed in our world today. What is faith? Faith is something that is hard to find. People don't seem to have much faith. If they have faith, they might have faith in money. They might have faith in one another and then be disappointed. What is hope? Hope is something that people put their hopes in. It could be anything. I hope I win the lottery. I hope I get a new job. I hope I don't fail my test. I hope I don't have cancer, etc. But these hopes are very fleeting and flimsy, because what if they don't work out? Then we are plunged into despair. And what exactly is love? Love is just a fleeting word. I love you today, I don't love you tomorrow. There are many songs written about that, how love goes away. In my mind and in my heart, that is not real love. Yet we are searching as a thirsty people. We don't have anything to hang our hats on. We don't have anywhere to really go for security or safety. So in this podcast, each week, I would like to tell you about faith, which is real, hope that does not end, and love that is everlasting. Maybe you think it's foolish, but it isn't. These things are not something that is hard to find if you are looking in the right place. First of all, I would like to tell you a little bit more about myself. As I said, I'm blind, and I've been blind since birth. I have a twin sister, and her name is Livia. She's a wonderful twin sister. We're identical twins. It's really interesting being a twin, and it's wonderful. And so it's great, because you always have somebody that you know is really, truly loves you. And so I have a twin sister, and she has a little bit of visual damage to one of her eyes, but she's 12 minutes older, so I always joke and say that she's the smarter one, which she is. And so anyway, there's Livia and my mother and father. My father's from Italy. My mother was born here in Scranton, and her father was from Ireland, and her mother was from the Cherokee Nation. So we have a wide variety of traditions in our family. And so the reason why I felt compelled to make this podcast each week is to talk to you, because I have found true faith, true hope, and true love in my heart, and I know it's not fleeting. I know that it's not based on circumstances or things like that. I know that it's real, and I know that it's not ever going to fade away. Another thing that I know about is that the world seems to be dying of loneliness today, even though we have more and more things that we can do to try to connect with each other online, such as Facebook, WhatsApp, computers, chat rooms, Facebook groups. Oh, so many things. But people even get attached to their Hey Siris or Alexas or whatever. They get attached to them. There have been stories about how people get emotionally attached to them. Isn't that ridiculous and crazy and sad and tragic? But I would like to give you hope. There are many people in this world who do not have hope. It could be the quiet suffering that nobody sees. Nobody sees. It could be somebody who just suffers every day, and on the outside is very competent, very doing all of their work, you know, busy working all the time, taking care of their families, you know, earning a living, all that. But on the inside, they're in great, great anguish, and they hide their tears. And, you know, recently somebody wrote to me, "Behind this letter, I'm hiding my tears." And I think that's something that is real, you know. Or it can be somebody who's really desperate and who is ready to, you know, just, I hate to say it, but jump off a bridge, because people are just so upset and they can't take any more. They feel trapped. But it isn't necessary to feel trapped, because there is always a solution. One time, you know, a long time ago, I felt very hopeless, and I had some years where I was attending various support groups, I'm sure you know, of the 12 steps, which are used in many, many helping groups nowadays, you know, from Alcoholics Anonymous to Codependence to Depressive Emotions Anonymous and all various other things like that. For a while, I was going to a group of that nature, and in one of the writings of one of those groups, there's a title of a chapter, and there's only a certain words in that chapter. And the chapter title is, There is a Solution. And when I read that, I just kept reading it over and over and over and over and over. There is a solution. There is a solution. There is a solution. Just those words gave me hope. Because a lot of times we can feel so trapped either by our daily lives or by big, huge things that are so catastrophic that we honestly don't know if there is hope. We don't know if there's a way out, but I promise you that there is. So I hope that each week you will stick with me because I have some very important good news to say. I have some very good news which will tell you how to find this hope you're looking for, which will tell you how to find faith when you feel you can't go on, which will tell you where to find lasting love, which will not fail you. No, this love will not fail you. It will not be gone tomorrow. Like today I love you, tomorrow I don't. And it will help you to deal with the loneliness that you have. I want you to find a way to really feel happy and contrite and secure inside so that you can actually feel the fulfillment of life. So I use the word contrite inside that little sentence there that I just said. The word contrite has to do with contrition. It's a state that we find ourselves in when we realize that we're just human beings. We're just tiny little creatures. And we know that we have a God that is great. Some people listening might say, well, I don't really believe in God. But when you get to the end of your rope, you look for something to believe in. This podcast is at finding true faith, true hope, true love, and the antidote for loneliness. So I hope that you'll stick with me each week so that you can be renewed and inspired. By the way, you could go to our website if you want, and you could look to see more about these various themes of faith, hope, and love, and what the antidote for loneliness is. I've written two small books. One is called The Open Gate to Paradise. It was written primarily for the wrongly convicted and their families, but it is a book about how to overcome tragedy of any kind. It is a very nice little compact book, and it's something that you will get a lot out of if you read it. The second book is called Hold Me, Heal Me, and that book is about how to overcome and thrive through chronic illness and pain, whether that pain be from long COVID, fibromyalgia, depression, a brain tumor, diabetes, loneliness, sadness, whatever it may be. Those books will help you. So go to Amazon and look for my books. You'll find a lot of inspiration there. And on our website, you'll find lots and lots of videos that will enrich you spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So until next time, thank you again, and I'll see you again next Friday. You have been listening to the There Is Hope podcast, a production of The Sacred Lighthouse, Lighthouse in Scranton, Incorporated. For more information, please go to sacredlighthouse.org. Until next time, may God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you.